Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. Topping farm news this morning, as consumers search for cheaper protein, as beef prices continue to rise, Tyson Foods has raised its annual revenue forecast and reported better than expected quarterly earnings, as consumers' increased appetite for chicken helped offset steep losses in its beef business. Tyson shares rallied 4% after dropping on Friday to their lowest level since February 14th. The U.S. beef herd has dwindled to its smallest size on record this summer, forcing Tyson to pay more to buy cattle, and all of that showed up at the grocery store. However, Tyson benefited in the quarter that ended June 28th from increased sales volume and prices for its chicken, which remains a more affordable protein compared to beef and pork. Reuters is reporting that Ukraine is looking at a higher 2025 grain harvest and plans for more winter wheat to be seeded this fall for 2026. Deputy Economy Minister projected that wheat output could rise to 22 million tons, corn to 28 million, both an increase from earlier projections. The 2025 harvest could match last year's 56 million tons, which included 22.7 million tons of wheat. This follows a significant decline in the war-torn country. Despite seasonal price declines during peak harvest and the wheat market in the world low, the Ukrainian Farmers Union reported stable wheat export prices. In what seems to be a direct response to antitrust allegations in the ongoing FTC versus John Deere right to repair lawsuit, the equipment giant has unveiled a revamped digital service platform aimed at giving equipment owners greater control over the maintenance, diagnostics, and repair. The new tool, Operation Center Pro Service, is accessible through the John Deere Operation Center app for equipment owners in the U.S. and Canada, would allow equipment owners to access repair diagnostics and service data, $195 annual subscription price. Deere says development of the tool supports customer self-repair. The price of used high-horsepower tractors down 18 and 23% from 23 and 24 levels. Regional auctions report used equipment values fell by as much as 40%. So far this year, used equipment values found a good footing, a trend on the verge of reversing due to growing strains in the farm economy. According to Machine Repeat's website, Greg says the catalyst for the dramatic drop in used equipment values in 2024 was the amount of used equipment flooding the auction market. It was a total supply issue. And farm real estate prices are up year over year. Nationally, every state saw gains in land values. This is Inside Agriculture. Let's take a break for the morning markets.